Before we start this year's Year of Shame podcast, I think everyone in the community knows that over Christmas we sadly lost a dear member to all of us. Unfortunately, Trevor Phillips passed away on Christmas Day, and we have to say it is affecting us all quite a lot here at Year of Shame Towers. He was quite a close follower of the challenge. He was a member with me on Year 5, and he was actually a very good friend to all three of us. Trevor, wherever you are, I'm pretty sure you'll be listening in, sat at a bar, fag in one hand, beer in another, with an evil twinkle in your eye, telling us to fuck off whenever we do anything. And we'd all like to say that we're going to dedicate this year's Year of Shame to Trevor Phillips. We hope we do you proud. Secondly, we would like to take this opportunity to congratulate last year's hosts on their Year of Shame, but we're still waiting for them to begin any form of challenge. Whilst we applaud that in most cases they haven't bought any games, the looser rule set has only given the impression that there was little challenge, especially in the light of the fact that 36 new games were purchased last year, including 14 gifts, 7 jokers, 9 purchases generated by trading credit, and 2 review copies. Yeah. Now, although trade-ins were a grey area in the first couple of years of the Year of Shame, years 4 and 5 had set a precedence of allowing the trade-in, but not to use the credit until post-challenge. Stu, you did redeem yourself by embracing one of the key tenets of the challenge, and that was to reduce your pile of shame over the course of the year. Now keep clearing up that pile, buddy. Additionally, those who had previously participated in the challenge and who were writers for various websites took sabbaticals from their duties in order to negate the review copy loophole. We're not sure if Andy was aware of this, but his actions to donate the equivalent monetary values to charity at least prove he was taking the challenge seriously. Now, I'm sure the charities in question appreciate your donation, and we'd like to thank you for being so honest and generous in your approach. We would like to point out, though, that there was at least one failed challenger this year, not only based on the stricter rule set currently being used this year, but also on the flimsier rules laid down by Year 6. We feel that purchasing 3 additional games alongside a hardware bundle and trying to claim it was only one joker when the Year 6 rule stated only one game to be purchased as a joker is a big fat fail in our eyes. Andy stepped up to the mark, donated equivalent amounts to charity, and we wonder if the 4-game joker did the same. We've not heard anything. Now, although we do accept unwarranted gifts can sometimes happen, if you're taking the challenge seriously, then those close to you should be aware of the one gift rule, and alternatives such as store credit would have been more appropriate. Now, I personally apologise if this is seen as a further hazing or bullying. This is not our intention, but it is our belief that constructive criticism should be made where it is due. We hope that the YOS community would not be afraid to take us to task if it appeared we had breached our own rules. We'd like to wish all the Year 6 team good luck on their future efforts, whether that be Codec Moments, Slaps Gamer, or Film Guff. Thank you for holding the fort for us, but now it's time for a real Year of Shame challenge to begin.
It's the Year of Shame Challenge.
Hello and welcome to the 2019 Year of Shame Challenge. I am your host for our very first episode. My name is Steve-O and I am joined by my two beautiful, sexy co-hosts for this month. Well, for every month. In fact, they'll be hosting next month. I'm only doing this one because I'm just showing them the ropes.
Because I'm the big boy.
Yeah, big boy.
Big trousers on, actually.
We have Rich.
Hello.
And Toby.
Oi.
Tutsi. How are you both doing? Do you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, man.
Smashing Christmas.
I got a game, which was nice. Just
pre-challenge.
Yeah, just in before the
matter.
Buzzer. Yeah. And yeah, we played. Yeah, no, doesn't matter. Games, I guess, is the family games. You know, board analog. Darren style games. I got Exploding Kittens for Christmas.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Not a game. He actually got a cat that blew up.
Yeah. Just literally, we just rammed some dynamite up a cat's arse and saw what would happen.
My daughter loves it. Especially Taco Cat. Yeah. That's her favourite. We've not got the expansion yet, though, no. Which is imploding kittens.
We will.
So, what about yourself, Richie? Do you have a
He's going to show
Christmas?
Us something else.
Oh. What? Is that another weapon you're bringing out there?
Hey, you leave his weapon alone.
No. No.
All three of them. He's, it's the Donald Trump duck.
Would that make it Donald Truck?
That's just stopped everything.
It has.
Yeah, I'll let the tumble.
Let it ring.
Finish that one off of you.
Just feel it. Feel it in your girded loins.
So, shall we jump? We'll jump straight into
Ford
it.
Ford giving me a blowjob.
Thoughts and feelings for the challenge, right? I know, we're only four weeks in. It's the 28th time
we've
of recording
month,
this.
Man.
Toby.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts and feelings for the challenge?
I'm loving it, man.
Are you looking forward to it?
I, being a man of limited finances, the January sales held not much for me. I also didn't see that much that I was like, do you know what? I really need to play that. So it hasn't been a big deal for me so far. There's been nothing that's really piqued my interest. Never really been a Resident Evil player. I wouldn't be mad enough to play my Joker in
January.
I've
just been. We've got a lot of show to go for that.
Just been playing some games, you know.
Are you looking forward to the year ahead?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I don't really know what I'm going to spend my Joker and gift on right now. I'm like, look at the release calendar. I'm like, they can all just fucking wait, man. They can all just fucking wait. There's nothing that's making me get a little bit of a semi on. I'm good, man.
I would say this. It's at the time of recording, everyone is buzzing or going on various social media about the Anthem VIP demo.
Yeah.
Now, I know in the past you've mentioned that Anthem could be
a
bit of one for you.
But I just...
Are you missing out this weekend?
No, I'm looking at videos and screenshots. I'm like, do you know what? I played Destiny. So third-person Destiny with flying is, you can keep it.
Seems like the bastard offspring of Destiny and The Division to me, if I'm honest.
Yeah, with a bit of Mass Effect sprinkled in because it's by BioWare. I'll be honest. Like, I see it and I see people just getting pissed off about not getting on the demo, and that makes me laugh. But on top of that, it's just, I thought it was going to be something that was like, oh, God, my birthday's in March and that comes out in February. And right now I'm like, my birthday's in March and there's nothing I want to buy.
Well, that's a good start to the
year.
You're not having the wobbles already.
No collie wobbles on this collie.
As for myself, as you said, it's 4 weeks in. If you're spending your Joker already, then there's got to be serious issues with the year ahead.
You would think, wouldn't you?
You'd think.
You would be foolish.
To be honest, I have gone through this before, 2 years ago, and January, February is easy. It's when you get into, say, March, April time, and then there's all these games coming out that people start talking about. We had it on year 5 with Persona 5, Horizon Zero Dawn, Yakuza 6 or Yakuza 0, and that's when the fear of missing out starts to come in.
When I played along with your year, I played my Joker in March
Your Mass Effect Andromeda,
yep. Yeah. Played it early, pre-ordered, digital pre-order, I have no regrets. So I know that an early Joker can be a good thing, but I haven't seen anything this year yet that makes me go, do you know what, time to spooge.
Yeah, well, we may discuss that later on. Richard, what about yourself? How are you feeling about the year ahead and this month so far?
This month so far... absolute piece of cake, really. I have had no intention to get anything. And like Tuds has said, our Anthem was a thing until people couldn't play a demo. You've got to have a thought for people who are trying to play that demo. If that's reflective of what is incoming, because the demo is not going to have as many players on, is it? So the infrastructure ain't holding up with a demo, let alone everything else.
It's the VIP. Beta, which means they're going to be, it's only available for pre-orders and people with that have had friends codes. So the open one is it next week after, that's if their infrastructure isn't coping at the moment, then what have they got to pull out the bag? What investment have they got to give before releasing 6 weeks, two months time? I have no idea.
It's close, isn't it?
Yeah. You can only suggest they vastly underestimated the number of people going to be on that VIP demo. Though, you would expect that if they're sending out codes, they would know the numbers in advance.
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. If you've got a load of pre-orders and you know that at least one of those has got 1 to 4 people added on from it, that's where you do a little bit of maths and you work out how many people you need to accommodate.
So, did BioWare do... Is it Knights of the Old Republic?
The first one.
Or the old... They did the Knights of the Old Republic, the Kota games, I don't think. What was the MMO one?
Is that was the Old Republic. It's the game I hate the most out of any game ever. And I've never played it. I hate it the most because it means we never got a Knights of the Old Republic 3, which we deserved after Knights of the Old Republic 2. And it makes me mad.
Oh. Although you can play your Kota games on backwards compatility.
You can play them on Steam, man. I've got them all.
They don't hold up too well graphically.
No, that's why I play them on Steam.
I tried it.
To avoid all that, I bought the Forsaken Destiny 2 DLC pack before Christmas.
Oh, that's before the challenge. Yeah. So
we'll come on to where that is at the moment. But I haven't got anything that I want to get at the moment. Not unless somebody starts to rumble the word Cyberpunk and 2077.
Yeah, exactly.
Will I get interested in any way, shape, or form?
Exactly.
Is that still definitely 2019?
No, but that's the only thing at the moment that I can foresee me thinking of getting interested in.
Yeah.
Something else will come along when I've had a few months of being bored of the things I've.
I'll be honest.
Stuck on the list.
My pickle's a little bit tickled by Far Cry New Dawn. I mean. It's piqued my interest, but I probably will just wait until the year is over and it will be really cheap next year.
It will be cheaper.
It will be really cheap. Remember how much Primal just went...
But wasn't that just a reskinning of 4?
It was, but it was amazing because you're a caveman. I've only ever played Primal, which I completed... And I'm now, or I've had a little go on 5, and it's to be played this year.
Same here. We'll do that in conjunction at some point this year with Yakuza 0.
Well, my Yakuza 0 is a long way further than yours will be, so. Because I played.
Have you started? Oh, yes, because I remember you reviewed it.
I sure did. There's some great stuff in there, like girls that sell their underwear in vending machines to old men and all sorts of weirdness.
Well, shush. We'll go. There's something in. Pile progress that I would like to go over as part of
yeah. Considering you mentioned that in relation to underwear, is that the pile of washing progress?
Pile progress. How many grapes you've got up your butt? Oh, my grapes!
That's your pile of hole progress.
Or your hole of pile progress.
Bravado included, I take it you're both feeling confident for the year then.
Literally, I have the biggest year of shame balls. It's all good.
We'll be good. I think we're going to be a nice, standard year 4-5 type year of shame.
Oh, yeah.
No controversy. Down to brass tacks. We'll do this properly.
Yeah.
We will quickly move on then to Pile Progress. Something we didn't mention in our initial podcast, the preview show, we did say we had piles, but we didn't go over how we're actually classifying all our games. Now, for those of you that probably listened to previous years, you'll be aware of the classes we use. But for those that are new to this year, we generally rank all of our games in one of, well, it used to be 5, it's now 6 classes. And they go pretty much like this. Anything that's still in its wrapper, never been uploaded, never been installed, never been touched, we consider class 1. They are your mint games. Not even started the bastards up. Class 2s, we call doing a mat. Now this is where you've spent 20 minutes in the game, and that's about it. You've barely even completed the tutorial. Class 3s, You're a fair bit into the game, but you've not quite finished your main story. Class 4 is the main campaign's finished, but you've got loads of other business to do. This could be something like you've finished the main campaign, but you want to go for the Platinum trophy, or what's the Xbox equivalent?
It's just completed.
It's just 100% completed. Yeah. Class 5s, are you done and dusted? So they are off your pile. You may go back to them in the future, but they're not cluttering up your pile before, and that can be at any stage where you have had enough of the game, whether you've finished the main campaign, 100%ed it, or just can't be arsed with the game anymore. A class we introduced in year 5 was class 6, or evergreens. Now, these are the things that you keep going back to no matter how much you've completed them. This could be your driving games, FIFA. In my case, it's Diablo 3. I have rinsed that fucker, but I will go back to it season after season, just to keep on playing it. I think for you, Richie, it's World of Tanks. World of Tanks.
What? Yeah. For me, that's Skyrim. Yeah, I play that game whenever I feel sad. It's so good. I mean, if they happen to give us more on Elder Scrolls 6 this year, there may be a podcast episode of me just fapping over that.
Do you play the online? Have you played the MMO version?
I had a go at it, thought it was shite, and then got rid of it. I am always disappointed with any supposedly real-time combat RPG that has one button for combat. Like Dragon Age, I can't do those either, because it's just one button. Whereas like with Skyrim, especially if you're doing a dual wielder, you've got your shield and your sword, or you've got your two swords and your spells and everything else. You're playing Elder Scrolls Online, you've got spells and attack. That can literally fuck off.
I had to admit, I only put about an hour into Elder Scrolls Online.
Yeah.
Never went back to
me neither, just got rid of it.
I'm not, apart from Fallout 76, I am not a big MMO style type player, and even then Fallout 76 isn't an MMO, but hey ho, everyone shits on it, I like it. So pile progress then, Richard, how are your piles, or your pile, and what have you been playing this month? What have you actually done?
Well, my pile is coming along quite nicely.
Is the cream working?
It's coming along quite nicely. I have done 2 of the 3 bits of the Destiny DLC, the aforementioned one that was purchased just before Christmas. So I just have the Forsaken piece to do. I've kicked on through Osiris and the Warmind, for those of you who know what that is.
Can I just ask? I played Thingy of Osiris, whatever. I had the season pass. I didn't play Warmind. What's Warmind like?
More of the same, really. It's Destiny 2. It does exactly what it says on the tin. You've got some more, you've got new locations on there, so you've got a new NPC, more places to toddle around and get your engram power-ups.
Right.
I'm not sure whether or not that comes in and builds into the Forsaken side of it, but that's, when I say that, I mean, I don't know whether you have to complete that before the Forsaken. I'm just doing it in that order because I feel it's right.
I got really fucked off with Forsaken, actually. I wavered on it just before Christmas, and then I got really angry that I bought the Digital Deluxe Edition when Destiny 2 first came out, spent 100 quid on that. And then the people that are buying it now with Forsaken are getting all the DLC that I paid for in my £100 Destiny. And I didn't get a discount on Forsaken or anything. So I've just binned it. I've binned Destiny 2.
I've rage binned it.
They have lost me. A player that on my year on PS4 video, Destiny, also in my PS4 life, Destiny was my most played game. And they've lost me for Destiny 2 based on just... I mean, it's a bit nefarious. It might be great. Yeah, they might have added so much new stuff and everything else, but for it to be sort of a year on and having to essentially pay for another game, I'm not cool with that.
No.
Especially after I paid £100 for the original game that I bought.
I can see that.
So yeah, Destiny 2 is on my shit list now.
Oh. Well, it's on my playlist. So.
Do you think it'll be any better now that Bungie are distancing themselves from Activision?
Their emancipation. I don't think that was ever the problem.
Really?
I loved Destiny 1. Loved it. Ploughed hours and hours and hours and hours into that and really had a great time playing it. I even enjoyed playing Destiny 2 when it first came out. I enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the new stuff, the new places. But, yeah, I don't feel like anything that was good about it is going to change with that emancipation.
Well, as long as it doesn't change in 2019, I'll be happy.
God, I sound like a fucking fun sponge this month, don't I? I'm just moaning about fucking everything.
Yeah.
It's like I've got a beer and I'm just angry.
Yeah, you're the tramp sat outside that beer a door entrance.
That beer a door entrance?
Yeah, that's what I call a pub when I can't think of the words.
Okay, beer a door, good.
I've not finished progressing yet, if you want me to continue.
Sorry, man, yeah, I interrupted.
We went on a Destiny tangent, sorry.
Yeah, we're just opening past wounds for Toby.
You see him rocking backwards and forwards. It's like, oh.
I've got roughly a quarter of the way through Red Dead story. I'm rationing myself because I really enjoyed the first one. I don't want to shoot through it all, pun intended, and finish it quickly. I want to enjoy it a bit. I played a bit of the online on there. God, that's dull.
What do you mean by dull? Is it just nothing going on, or...?
Well, there's a little bit of a story. You've got a few missions that kind of do the hold your hand through the mechanics of playing the online game.
Yeah.
And that's lovely. Then when you've finished all that, you get thrown out into the wider world, which is just full of knuts. The economy is just so crappy. You've got to do activities to earn money. I have no problem with that bit, but even though they've tweaked it, to get anywhere and do anything, you've got to spend hours doing virtual fishing. Well, that's exciting. I'd rather go and stick needles in my eyes than go doing that sort of stuff. I want to go out and play a cowboy character and do all the stuff. That's why I'm on there. Not so that I can learn how to forage for berries.
Seriously, is it... I don't remember that being in... I remember there being some scavenging stuff in the first RDR Online, but it wasn't that intrusive. It was just kind of like you used it... Was it for crafting things? I don't remember.
Well, I'll give you an example, right? You get the perfect pel off hunting down and then subsequently skinning a wild animal, and they're not easy to get, the perfect ones. Start setting off. You do that, and it'll bring you somewhere in the region of $1.50 to $5 to upgrade to get a half decent repeater rifle.
As Richie holds
as
up his
weapon,
as modelled
by Forder.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you somewhere in the region of $250.
Right.
So you can imagine how nice progress is on there. You've got to do all that amongst the midst of everybody else trying to kill you and just be complete nut pillocks.
Right, so it's a bit like GTA Online in that you try and get your own things done but get interrupted all the time.
It is, but somehow the economy feels worse. Because I got a character on GTA Online, I played that for absolutely ages. Yeah. And I didn't feel that was a problem playing the GTA 5 online at all. I enjoyed that. This just feels like it's just wrong somewhere. It really does.
I'll be brutally honest, I've not even loaded up RDR2 online. I'm enjoying the world. I'm watching videos online at the moment about weird things that happen.
Oh, that's what I'm getting at. As it's the main game, which I'm enjoying playing through, is absolutely fine. But RDR2 can go and do one.
Yeah. Online.
Online, yes. Not the main game. The other bit's fine.
Have you been playing anything else, though?
Yes.
Go on. carry on your pile.
I have got one star left of completion to get on 2 Point Hospital.
Oh, I did see you playing that.
So there's about 15 different hospitals, all of which you get between 1 and 3 stars on as you progress doing them and performing the various tasks that are sent to you by the 2 Point County Hospital Association. And I've got one left to do on the final hospital.
And is that all you've played? I know you've done your World of Tanks.
Yeah, I keep dipping in and out of that. I haven't played anything else. I've added some things to the list because I think that there'll be a good change to what I'm doing. So I've dug some stuff out of the library to give me a bit of variety, but I haven't been started yet.
How is your list looking like? Because I didn't really check them before the show. I know you've got a smaller list this year, but it's more open world, longer playing games. Is that correct?
Yeah, big campaign-y style games. So I've got Hitman, I've got XCOM 2 on there, I have Resident Evil 7, 2 Assassin's Creeds, Alien Isolation, Deus Ex Mankind Divided, 2 Metro games, Horizon Zero Dawn, the big open world stuff that you can get lost in.
One thing I want to ask before we move on to Toby, you've got Resident Evil 7, do you have PSVR as well?
I don't.
I was wondering whether you're going to do that in VR.
I have promised myself that when I get the VR headset, which is on my 2020 purchase list, I'm going to get that. But you can also get, I don't know if you've seen these, the Resident Evil 7 candle.
What?
So what you do is you're playing VR, but while you're doing that, you light the candle, which then makes the place stink like
burning flesh.
Kind of a combination of that dank wood, musty, smoky atmosphere. So not only are you playing it through your eyeballs, you actually get to smell the shitty house as well,
and your own shitty pants as well when you get scared. Because that's what's going to happen with me. I played the kitchen demo. I couldn't finish it.
Oh, I love the kitchen. I love that. I've got the and as a consequence, the Evil Within 2 as well.
I don't have that.
Resi 7 VR. You have both seen Matt Jones's video, right?
No.
Oh.
But I will go back to look.
I will send it to you later because it's like I showed this. People ask me in the family, like, "What's this midlife gamer stuff you're doing?" I'm like, "This is it. This is a prime example of the shit that goes down, and it's one of the funniest videos on the fucking internet."
Matt Jones
is a massive pussy, right?
Yes. Yeah,
so that sets you in good stead.
What about yourself, Toby? What have you been playing this
month?
How are your piles looking like?
My piles? Well, as you may or may not know, depending on whether you've looked at the file, when I uploaded my pile of shame, I uploaded every game I owned on it.
All the games.
Which currently stands at 204.
Fucking hell.
Of that, of note, there are 5 Assassin's Creeds. There's an awful lot of Borderlands. Borderlands, Borderlands 2, Borderlands pre-sequel. All on Class 1.
Oh, you're doing a lot of PS3 stuff this year, aren't you? Or previous generation stuff.
Well, I've got
stuff,
those on the Xbone on digital.
Yes.
I was going to say I'd do a bit of teaming up with you on Borderlands, but you're an ex-bonner.
Only on that. My purchasing on which console is exceptionally erratic.
Wherever's cheapest.
Yeah, exactly. I've also got Just Cause, Just Cause 2, Just Cause 3. I've got Fallout 3 and 4. Portal and Portal 2, all Class 1s, all never played. Red Dead Redemption 1, still to play.
Can I just ask, have you ever played Portal before?
Nope.
Have you ever played Half-Life 2?
No, got that on as well. Got all of the Half-Life 2 collection. Got Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Deathmatch, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, Episode 2 Lost Coast, Deathmatch Source. Yeah, I bought them all.
Oh, you're in for a treat.
Also, that I've never played is I have the Master Chief collection.
that was one of the. I have it myself, but I no longer have an Xbox One. yeah,
I own it.
It's basically. It was one of the Halo was one of the few 2-3 franchises I kept my Xbox around for.
Yeah.
And I just found I wasn't playing it, but the Master Chief Collection is really good. You can get ODST as a DLC download for that if you're interested.
You're a shame.
Well, it's yeah, that's fine.
Oh.
We'll go over DLC at some point of one of our questions, I think.
And on top of all those, I've not played any of them. I've been playing Red Dead Redemption 2 since I got it at Christmas. Thoroughly enjoying it. Excuse me. Making a point of going and trying to find random collectibles. I found a video today of a weird bird's nest up a mountain with some jewels in it that I'm going to try and get this evening. There's also some crazy, freaky shit to go on. No more spoilers, I promise. On top of that, I've been playing on my phone Elder Scrolls Legends, which I posted about on the Midlife Gamer Group this week, because it is fucking me right off. I am so close to binning it off. It's unbelievable. The last...
Is that the board game style?
It's card game.
Card game, yeah. Yes. Card game.
Hearthstone-y.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine Hearthstone.
With Elder Scrolls. And all the Elder Scrolls voices is brilliant. Like, all the guards have got the Nordic voices and stuff like that.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello, you've got an arrow in my knee.
Oh, you bugger.
The last bad guy on Act 3 is a man called Lord Narafin. And he's fucking impossible to beat. Fucking impossible. Like, no matter what I do with my deck, and how many different goes I've had, and how many tutorials I've watched online, can't fucking do it. And so I'm close to binning it off. That'll be no great shakes. I mean, it's been fun, but it does get a bit repetitive.
If you've been affected by any of the issues in this particular section of Toby's rant...
Message Toby on the Midlife Gamer Group. My pile progress is slow just because I've been caught in a massive open world cowboy utopia.
But not the online version.
Not the online version, because Rich says that's balls. And yeah, I'm hoping to start a couch co-op with my wife this evening, as we like to do those together.
On a video game?
Yeah, we're not going to be fucking, that's for sure. I think we're going to go for Lovers in a Different Space-Time, or whatever it's called.
Borderlands 2.
Nope, that's not what it is.
I'm just thinking you and your wife in a couch co-op is sexy Tetris.
No, it's not. It's
Sextris.
It's definitely not that. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, life is pain. So pile progress, in short, is probably about 3/4 of the story of RDR2, and now I'm off hunting legendary animals and all sorts of shit like that because I don't want it to end.
Next year, I may play it. Next year.
Did you not get it in before the buzzer?
No, to be honest, I wasn't that bothered about it. I enjoyed the first one.
Still not played it. So I'm going to be playing them in chronological order.
But I wasn't that excited for RDR2. I don't know why, because I think Rockstar are a brilliant developer. They put a lot into their games. But for whatever reason, wasn't bothered about it. So I just, didn't pick it up.
I mean, I'm the same with the Ace Combat series. I mean...
Well, speaking of Ace Combat...
How's your pile been going?
Mine? let's just say... Right, where do I start? I've actually... we'll get the elephant in the room out of the way.
Morning. Please remain calm. Some daft bastard has bought a game. I repeat. Some daft bastard has bought a game.
I may have used my Joker already.
Oh!
Yes, Joker, I did use my Joker.
Oh!
The thing is, before the challenge had even begun, I always knew I was going to get Ace Combat 7. I have had it planned since it got announced 2 years ago. I have been a big Ace Combat fan since 4 came out 15 years ago, 16 years ago. And I've got everyone on day of release since then. And I'd always planned it into my year that I would be spending a Joker early. So whether it's madness or bravery, only the next 11 months will tell.
Braveriness.
But yeah, I did get the Balls Deep Collector's Edition though. So
sure did. That Game Pass.
It was beautiful. That was the if they hadn't had that collection, I could have waited. But it's a lovely collection. It's got this 40-centimeter wide die-cast model of this thing called Arsenal Bird, which is the main kind of Ace Combat games always have this big fucked up weird kind of enemy aircraft in it, and this is the one for that. It's got art book in. It's got patches. It had the season pass. Now we will go on to DLC in a second. We will discuss it, but the DLC for this is basically aircraft skins and three extra missions. It's not like a world changing kind of expansion. But DLC for Ace Combat has always been expensive. Yeah. They usually charge something like £7 for an aircraft skin. Ooh. And it's always been that way since six.
And yeah. They've made seven but of people, them.
Well, actually, no. They've made about 15 of them. This is number 7 in the mainline series.
Oh, so they're like Battlefield.
Yes.
But with planes.
Because since 6 came out, there have been 3 games. There was Ace Combat Infinity, which is a free-to-play on PS3, Ace Combat Assault Horizon, and Ace Combat Assault Horizon Legacy on the 3DS, and... Was there a PSP one? It might have been Joint Assault on the PSP. I can't remember. But yeah, so this is it's such a good game. I am completely happy with my purchase. I've completed the main campaign on it on one mode. I'm going back. I'm now doing it on harder difficulty. I'm trying to unlock all the rare skins.
So you are working on that pile by going back and replaying the same game.
Well, this you'll find out more in a minute. I did stream a bit the other night. Rich was watching me.
The game was good as well.
It was good. I think he enjoyed watching it. This is the first multiplayer game where I've actually found that I'm half decent at. I've probably played 40 odd matches, and in every single one I've ranked in the top 3. I'm probably getting a 30% top slot.
Nice.
On it. So I'm fucking loving it. And I was worried about it. I didn't play it previously online because I thought apparently the Japanese community for this are shit hot at the game.
Yeah.
And I was worried that would kind of dull the interest in it because you get loads of Japanese servers and you just get trashed. But no, I'm ranking top 3 almost every
game. Do you get to play the online mode in VR?
No, unfortunately. Well, I can understand why.
I'm sure it's a lot to it. You know,
is so fast. It's just like they're 5-minute matches, and that's all you need. And when you're getting 7-8 kills in a match, which is usually quite high. It's so good. The VR on it is phenomenal. It's the best VR experience I have ever had. It's like the very first mission, you're there in your cockpit, you're looking around, and it's trundling you up onto the deck of an aircraft carrier, and you're sitting there and you're watching the guys counting you down before the catapult goes. Press your thruster, and as soon as you're going off that, it actually felt like I was getting pushed back in my seat. It just the motion on it. And I can see some people spewing at this, but doing high G turns at about 100 meters off the ground, and you're watching all this stuff flying. It's just phenomenal. I love it. And I'm going to get... I've played it. I've probably put 25 hours into it since release, which was not Friday.
Not long
Friday
ago. One.
It was about 9 days ago.
Yeah.
And I've not played it constantly, so but I will be playing it over the next few months, like Battlefield, gradually getting more and more stuff unlocked. So I'm happy with my purchase.
Good, man.
Yeah. But it is a it is an early joker. I don't know if it's the earliest we've had in Eurashame. I know Matt Spink did early on his year with Black Desert Online.
Matt Spink did... Was it him who had the... Oh, surprise VR turned up in my house.
Shh. No, we're not talking about hardware purchases on this.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What happened I was just walking along one day and a VR headset fell on my head.
Yeah. But that's not all I've played. I have actually played a hell of a lot more. All right, let's start the list.
Quite remarkable.
List.
So, hey, Ace Combat is now at class 4, I think, because I've got loads of unfinished business. Might be class 3, I don't know. I have completed, from start to finish, Batman the Telltale series.
Oh, that's on my list.
It's good. But it's a standard Telltale game. It's an interactive story.
Yeah.
But if you've ever played Tales from the Borderlands...
Nope. But that's on my list.
That's another good one. The music and story in it are top notch. So it is so good.
No, I did the whole Game of Thrones, and I've done most of Walking Dead. But...
Walking Dead, yeah. I've done Walking Dead. Game of Thrones is on my list for later on in the year.
Game of Thrones was really good.
Well, you'll enjoy Batman when you get around to it.
I've only played two chapters of The Walking Dead. That's it.
It's an easy platinum. Do it. Just
yeah,
do that, it.
I've only got one platinum, and it's for
Game
of Thrones.
I'd have to buy the chapters.
Oh.
But they all were on PS Plus and Xbox Live over the last four years.
But the Batman one was a PS Plus title.
Yeah, so is both of the Walking Deads.
Yeah. All of them?
Yeah.
Series 1 and 2 were, yeah. So you may have it.
Well, fuckety-fuck-fuck-fuck.
check back. So yeah, that's gone. Really enjoyed that. I have also completed, from start to finish, Valiant Hearts.
Nice. That's on my list.
That's good. That's the only other UbiArts game they released, and I platinumed Child of Light, and it's just really good. But I will warn you, it's not the happiest of endings.
Yeah, no, I mean, when we get to some of the questions earlier, we'll talk about some sad moments in gaming, but yeah.
My missus was watching me play, and she goes, oh, I'm really enjoying this. The artwork's really nice. And then we got to the last bit and finished it off, and she went, God, that was depressing. And it's just like, yep, so that's gone.
Much like the final episode of The Good Place, which has just ruined my January.
Oh, I need to watch The Good Place.
It's amazing, but... The final episode has literally it's ruined me. That's probably why I'm grumpy. Watched it last night.
I love you.
Okay.
Big hugs. You okay, babe?
No.
Fuck it. I'm carrying on. Right. I have also classified Papers, Please. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I thought. I tried it. 30 minutes later, I thought, fuck this shit, and I deleted it. So that's class 5. It's gone. It's boring. It was so boring. And I didn't even get past day 3. So, none of that. What else? I have class 6 Battlefield 5. I've done all the single player on that. So, all I've got now is the weekly multiplayer for the community night. That's fine. What else? Class 5 Duke Nukem 3D Megaton Edition on the PS Vita. It's Duke Nukem. It looks shit. It's not held up really well. I've got through the first 4 or 5 scenarios, then went on to the fan-made expansions, and the first one was Nuclear Winter. And that's where I went, I fucking hate this. So it was getting to the point where it was a toil to play it. So that was deleted. I have also class 5'd yesterday Lego Batman 2 on the Vita.
Wow, you crazy wild man.
So that was good. I was a complete trophy whore. Sorry, that was just... my wife kindly delivering me two beers.
While looking at you going, what kind of whore?
Yeah, no, trophies. Trophies. Thank you, loves. So I used to play a lot of the Lego games. And I'd previously played the 360 version of this, but the Vita one was on PS Plus a year ago? So I thought, I'd take my Vita into work with me, so I'd knock another game off a list. Got it done within 3 lunch times, and it's all bar one trophy, which I can't be arsed with for the platinum because it's getting gold on certain things. So that's binned. What else? I finally, after 6 years of trying, completed Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag. It was sitting at class 3. I bought it day of release. So when I got my PS4, I got Black Flag at the same time. And it has taken me until now to finish the story.
Do you know, that's the only one I haven't finished of the ones I've played. I got so bored of it.
Well, that's the point. I did my usual, like I did with Mad Max. I started trying to clear each individual area, getting 100% in each area, and that's when I got bored, and that's why it got left. And so when I came back to it, I've got like 3 areas down the bottom, and I thought, right, I'm playing through the story. I was on about Act 9 out of 13, but I'd gone off and I tried to 100% everything, and I shouldn't have done that. So when the story missions were kicking in, I was like, what the fuck is going on here? I had no idea, because it was, bear in mind, it was 3 years ago when I last played the story part. So I'd completely forgotten about leaving the Animus. I thought it was all piracy. So you get to end of Act 9, and it shoots you back into this office. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I couldn't remember any of the controls.
See,
so the piracy bit, brilliant. So if they suddenly release, is it Skull and Bones this year?
What?
Steve's gone mad.
E3, 2 years ago, there was this piracy game announced that was basically the pirate ship fighting mechanics from Assassin's Creed 4 on a multiplayer open world level. But we've not heard anything about it for a year. So go back. I think it's Skull and Bones, it's called. But yeah, that's done and dusted. And finally, I started God of War 3 Remastered.
Ooh.
So I'm about 2 hours into that. It's the first God of War I've played. I've got the PS4 God of War later in the year, but this is another PSN one. I thought, I'll give it a try. And I've just plonked it straight on easy, just to kind of get through the story, see how I fare with it.
Yeah.
So I basically started off my year with 124 games on my list, sitting at about 27% completion, and it's now sitting at about 34.
Ooh.
So I've knocked a fair bit off my list. I've got a few quick hitters out of the way. But, as I say, I've got another year ahead. I've got loads of big RPGs, open world games ahead of me. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, not a bad month. Not a bad month, to be honest.
Community questions.
Okay, so before we go on to community questions, which we've had loads of this month, thank you very much. Apologise in advance if we don't get through them all. We will bank them for next month, because a certain previous member sent us an entire, a series of questions that could last us an entire show.
Sorry.
So, apologies if we don't get through everything this month. We have got a bank of questions, and we will get to them, if we don't mention them this month, next month. So, but keep sending them in. But before we start the community questions, something we have touched on previously in the podcast this month, but we didn't mention too much in our previous thing, was DLC. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I got some shit off of Toby on our private chat.
What are you talking about?
Well, because my collector's edition came with a season pass. I won't say I was accused of breaching the rules, but we haven't really mentioned what we would say is within kind of legitimate DLC purchases. To be honest, the Ace Combat one, It's just skins and a couple of extra missions and a music player. But as I've said previously, notoriously, Ace Combat usually charges quite high prices for a skin. And it's not affecting gameplay at all. Yes, I'm getting a few extra missions, whatever. but for me, and I think Toby, I hope, will agree with me on this, is that if it's DLC that is like a major expansion, game-changing kind of stuff, we're putting out of bounds for the year. Is that right?
That's right.
So if it's skins and stuff, maybe an extra level here or there, extra cars or whatever, I don't particularly give a shit about. But if you're buying something that is a major expansion and a world game-changing experience and completely changes the way you play the game, that is a bit out of bounds. If you're getting an extra bit of life out of a game you're currently enjoying, fine. But yeah, what do you two think?
Yeah, I'm totally good with that. As I was mentioning earlier, you know, that's the reason why I got the season passes for Spider-Man, Fallout 4 and Far Cry 5 prior to the year starting, as I felt that they were substantial enough and added enough to the games to be considered, you know, game expansions rather than just a little add-ons here and there.
It's like this. You were asking us on our chat, Rich, about this whole German DLC bundle for World of Tanks, which is basically just health packs and a little bit of extra premium time. It's 3 days.
Is it... Yeah, I mean, yeah. I've got 560 days, so that's hardly making a dent into that.
But it's not exactly world change if you. No, it's just a little bonus.
Absolutely nothing changes. To be honest, all you've got is a little bit of something that you use during one battle.
Exactly. So I was happy for you to take that because it was free.
PS Plus members only.
Exactly. None of us are actually buying any DLC this year, are we? We've got all of our DLC purchases out of the way. So it's... Yeah, I'm just covering us in advance, say, like I got the season pass with Ace Combat 7. If one of you two get a gift and it's got a season pass in or something...
We'll take it on merit.
I'd say it was covered in the rules. But if you go out and get a big new expansion for something,
yeah, like I'm really gutted that there's rumblings of a Fantastic Four expansion for Spider-Man.
It'll be there. It'll be there next year. Don't worry, it'll be fine. That makes me want to go back to Spider-Man because I didn't buy the season pass.
I've got the season pass, but I haven't even completed the main story yet.
Oh, it's such a good game.
Yeah.
It is
but then
brilliant.
Red Dead Redemption 2 came and I was like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Don't worry. Right. So, we've got that out of the way. Community questions. Richard, let's bring you.
Let's bring them up then.
Our question lord. Manager. Yeah,
you mean you're the person who copy and pasted them from Facebook
into Dropbox?
I didn't. There was nothing on email. There was nothing on Twitter, or if there was, I missed it.
So we'll do a quick apology if you sent it on Twitter.
I'll have a quick look right now.
It ain't getting included here.
Yeah, you didn't hashtag it, so you didn't hashtag. What was it? The York
Open Gallery or something like that?
Yeah, we've not got it. I've not checked that. I'll need to check that, actually, see what they've...
Download their podcast to hear your question answered.
Oh, right. Over to you, man.
Right, start for 10. Stuart Neal asks us, does having a current generation console and some excellent games from last year make doing a Year of Shame easier or harder? Toby.
Does having a current gen console and blah, blah, blah... That's a very subjective question, isn't it, really? It depends what excellent games you have from last year, what consoles you have, and how you feel about all of the above. For me, I've got an abundance of great games to play, which, yeah, it does make it a bit easier, but I think that's not the question that you should ask in terms of how easy or hard a Year of Shame is. For me, it's how much are you going to be able to stand hype trains and everyone going nuts about a new release in group and things like that. That's when a year of shame gets tough. I think having all of those things, neither easier or harder it makes.
I think you are exactly right there. It shouldn't be about what you're playing your games on. You've got your pile of shame there. It doesn't matter whether it's this generation or last generation.
Yeah, I've got some PS3.
Exactly. I have as well on my list. It's a case of we're aiming to get through them. It's trying to get... Sounds really bad, but trying to insulate yourself from a certain aspect of the community so that you're not being tempted to buy anything new and increase your pile.
Sir.
Yeah. Piles, yes. Sorry, dear. I don't think it matters whether it's this generation or last or whether it's even a retro system. You've got a set pile. We get through it. It's whatever floats your boat.
It's going to give you more scope.
It's whatever floats your boat, even bone face.
What about you, Rich?
It won't do for me. I get to a point when new gen consoles come out where the old one gets packed up and moved, so it doesn't intrude. The only thing that I might say would be in there is I've got a Vita, which carries on all the time. That never goes anywhere. Right. On to the second one. Matt Moore says, on top of the year of shame, are any of you partaking in the push-up challenge?
Bollocks.
I started and got about 6 days in and then went, I'm far too fat and tired for this. I've got a lot more weight to lose before I can do that many push-ups. So, no.
No is the short answer. Because I'm a fat twat.
Yeah, and I just can't be arsed.
But he could if he wanted.
Yep.
Next.
That's not for me.
Next. Adam, or Adamski as we know him.
Adamski.
Give us your fondest gaming moment. For me, it was playing Valiant Hearts with my youngest daughter. When we finished the game, we turned to each other and sobbed. It was wonderful to see a computer game having such an impact on both of us.
After Steve's already spoke about that today.
It was the missus. She just went, God, that's depressing. it's the way she came out with it, deadpan. It's just like,
Rich,
I was here trying to, like... Yeah. Anyway,
Rich,
go on.
You tell us yours. Yeah. What's your
I don't think I can do mine if you're playing through Red Dead.
Oh, are you talking about... Is yours in RDR2?
No, mine's in RDR1.
Wow.
I think I know the moment. Is it at the very end?
It is at the very end.
Yeah, that is...
That's the one that I always remember.
See, mine...
There's some lesser ones. I mean, I kind of went, oh shit, when I got to the end of Wolfenstein. Because it just sort of goes... He just sort of does himself in and saves everyone and goes, right, all that stuff that I've done up to that point. Which is a bit of a bummer for all the hard work you've put in.
So mine is Mass Effect 3.
Oh, which bit?
Much derided, but it's the bit, and it depends on the decisions you've made. But for me, it was the bit when Morden died. And I actually cried.
Is that the scientist dude?
Yeah, the Salarian scientist. And not everyone will get that happen. But I carried my save all the way through Mass Effect 1, 2 and 3. And all the decisions I'd made led to a point where I could save him, but lots of other people would die. And it was really tough. I was really invested in that. As I've mentioned before, Mass Effect is my favourite game series. And I think the narrative and the characters they put in there were absolutely amazing. And as such, yeah, I had a moment. My wife came in and was like, what's wrong? I was like, Morden's dead. And
she's like, who?
Yeah, she's like, who? Oh, fuck. I think she actually went, oh, for fuck's sake, and walked out again. that was mine. It made me, in a similar way to what Ads is saying there, I've looked back at it fondly because a game had such an impact. I think the other one for me is the prologue of The Last of Us.
I
wasn't even a dad then. Now I'm a dad to a daughter, and I'm just like, fuck off.
Yes. I think my daughter was 1 year old when
it made me feel sick. It actually made me go, oh, God! So yeah, I love that games can be more than just lots of crazy explosions and awesome things that people couldn't recreate in life in film. And that we get to experience them in the way that the people that wrote them intended, and that they have an impact.
Mine's slightly different. I think the most emotional moment I've had was just after Christmas. My daughter got Pokemon Let's Go Eevee for Christmas. Mm. She's only 7 years Aww. Old, and she's really into Pokemon. But this is the first time she's been really into a game, and just watching her get involved in it and playing something that is just hers for the first time, oh, it makes me proud. She's definitely my daughter. Especially, she's got the little Pokeball controller as well. So watching her trying to capture Pokemon like that and getting really excited when she gets Aww. One, it's just, yeah, love it.
That's really cute.
I just love watching her playing yeah. it. So, because she gets really involved. So yeah, that's mine.
Awesome.
Next.
Dave Southall, what's the game you're most looking forward to getting stuck into but never made time for before? For me, it's The Witcher 3 and Bloodborne. They're top of my I'll play this one day but never got round to it list.
Witcher 3, mate. I wish I could re-experience that for the first time.
It's a fucking awesome game. It's amazing. I've got the DLCs to do this year.
I've done those too.
But you will love The Witcher 3. Bloodborne, I'd say that was a bit Marmite. If you either love the Dark Souls-y type games or not, but Witcher 3 is just so good.
Yeah, it's a beaut. It really is.
I still have that, but it's not on my list because I wouldn't finish anything else in the year if I put it on there.
Mm.
What, Witcher 3?
Yeah.
Just do it. Just do it.
Honestly, you'll love it. The best thing you could do with the year.
Yeah. If you just play that for the year, it will be worth it.
Yep, 100%.
For me, I am. There's one game and one series I'm looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to playing God of War PS4 version because I remember how much love that got when it first came out, and I didn't pick it up. So I'm looking forward to that. But I've also got several Yakuza games to play, and they are right up my street. As I say, I've put in about 10 hours on Kiwami, and I've got 0 and 6 still on my list. And I've got Fist of the North Star, which is basically the anime series loaded onto the Yakuza engine. So it's got all that wacky shit. Yeah, they are right up my street. So I'm really looking forward to playing them this year. The Yakuza games and, yeah, God of War.
I reckon for me, it's the survival horror games. I love playing those. I just I've got Resident Evil. I've got The Evil Within 2, and I've also got Dying Light on there. And those three.
Do you have Resident Evil 6?
No, because it was bobbins.
That's a shame. That's on my list for this year. It's I've got 4, 5, and 6 to get through at some point this year.
I have the last one I had properly was Resident Evil 5,
right.
With the you got the secondary character following you around.
Yes, Sheba.
Sheba, that's the woman. I had that. I got this. It's one of those games where every level unlocks the next difficulty.
Yes.
So I played it through on normal, passing easy. Then there was veteran or pro or something that it was. So completed that one. And then it went on to like this super real level where basically if you got shot in at all, you were dead. That bit of it was a little bit difficult when a bloke with a huge hammer and a scythe decides he wants to break into the house you're currently hiding in. And also, the AI is a bit shit when you get that far up. She has a tendency to pick off the little birds in the corner as opposed to attack the big chuffer that's just come through the front window.
So for me, what I'm most looking forward to getting into actually is a bit of Far Cry Fallout. I've got 3 and 4 on my list. I'm probably going to do 4 first, to be honest.
Can I just ask, do you have New Vegas as well?
Oh, New Vegas is good. You want that?
I would suggest, as a very big Fallout fan, I preferred 3 over 4. And 4 is good. Graphically, it's good. But 3 has the better story, I think.
I'm going to go one better. I'm going to see your controversy and raise you that I think New Vegas is the best of the 3.
New Vegas is brilliant.
I think brilliant. That is better than 3 and 4.
Yeah, but we're doing a year of shame, Rich. So if I don't have it's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, well, I could taunt you.
You could.
Get in January next year. But I would...
Because you got 4 DLCs with that as well, if you get a decent copy. Right, I'm moving on. Vicky Evans. Which game are you most dreading tackling, and at what point would you be prepared to just give up on a game that you didn't enjoy?
Well, I think I've already demonstrated the fact with Papers, Please. I gave up on it after less than 30 minutes because I just fucking hated it. It was just dire. It was just... I don't understand this whole kind of arty-farty kind of let's make a dull, repetitive game like that. It's just... There was no enjoyment in it. So, yeah, I gave up after 30 minutes. Or before 30 minutes. But... What am I most not looking forward to this year? I have to say, I think it's tackling Star Ocean. I've got Star Ocean Integrity and Faithlessness, which I've tried before, and it's a big traditional JRPG type thing, and I want to play it, but I know it's going to be a struggle to get into, and it's going to be a long game to play. So that's the one I'm most not looking forward to, but at the same time, I want to play it. It's going to be a struggle to get through.
I don't really... My default setting is, if I've started something, I'm going to finish it come hell or high water.
Mm.
So I tend to try and vet something before I even get into it, because I know the sort of stuff that I like.
It's easy to say it, but when you get... You're a completionist, aren't you? You like to get 100% on things, don't you?
If I bloody can, yeah. There.
I've struggled twice. I used to be like that. And I struggled with Mad Max on year 5. And that I started off with that mentality and that I'm going to go through every area, completing everything as I go. And I got bored very quickly. And I just had to power through the story. So... Just bear that in mind if you're trying to tackle an open world game. If at any point you start getting bored, just crack on through the main story. Don't try and go for 100% completion. Don't try and complete things on hard.
I'm not going that far. It's just
I am happy to stick something on easy and just to get through it, just to get it off my list, just to say I've played it. I'm not ashamed to say I'll play something on easy. So whatever you can to get it off the list, but don't weigh yourself down trying 100% everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I will say. Yeah.
I don't think I'd 100% it, as long as I got to the end credits. But
yeah, that's fine. If you're happy after you've got your main story done.
So. I don't think I could bring myself to play so much of a game that I got kind of halfway through it and then went... You know what, I'm going to ditch this.
Yes.
I'd ditch this before I got to that point. I think I'd probably employ the Matt Moore test, and after 20 minutes, if I thought it was a bit cack and I wasn't going to get into it, then I'd probably ditch it off at that point.
Is there anything you're not looking forward to this year, Toby?
Yeah.
What about video games?
Yeah.
You got Duke Nukem, whatever.
No,
it was,
it's one of Rich's looking forward to's, actually. It's Bloodborne. I fucking hate it.
Bloodborne.
Yeah.
Right. What is it you don't like? Have you tried?
I bought it on release from the hype train. Digital as well, so I couldn't even trade it in. It's everything. It's how difficult some of the combat is. It is. How you'll get so far and you'll be like, this is amazing, and then you'll fall off something and die and you'll start back at the beginning, and I'm just like, do you know what, I've got no time for this. So I'm going to give it one more go this year and see if in my maturity since that's been released, because it's been about 4 years now. Oh, you. If in my maturity since its release I can handle that and think I want to find out more about this world, because at the moment I just don't give a fuck.
Check out some of Phil's stuff, because he was blitzing that.
But I do have to do... I want to complete Bloodborne this year, so... If you want that to be another kind of... As we're doing Far Cry 5 and Yakuza 0, we'll do Bloodborne at the same time as well.
Let's just play games together.
Yeah. Single-player games, but just not interacting whatsoever.
We can be on party chat. Has this happened for you? No, yeah. It hasn't. What? Oh, no, you've ruined it, you prick.
Right, next question.
We've kind of already covered this. Kev Atkinson asks, which game are you looking forward to completing and removing from your pile?
No, because I think mine's different. I want a platinum Thomas Was Alone.
Oh, is that the one with the blocks?
Yeah, I love it. It's cute. It's really nice. It's got a nice narrative. And I've always really enjoyed it. I just want to get a platinum off it.
I'm very similar to you. There is a different game. There's a game I'm looking forward to playing for the first time, but there's a game I'm looking forward to getting off my list, and that's Persona 5. Mm. I played that to death last year. I put 160 hours in my first playthrough, and I've got my second playthrough lined up, and I want to platinum that and get it off, because I really love Persona. So I have purposefully kept that on my list, and my second playthrough is for this year, and I want to get through that. And I'm really looking forward to getting that off the list and platinumed. But it's different to God of War and something new. It's just, I know I'm going to enjoy this. Yeah. So,
I see. You see, for me, it's my horror survival games. Mm-hmm. So we'll get the Evil Within 2, Resident Evil 7. Let's get that off there.
I think we should set up a crowdfunding thing to get you a PSVR. Because as long as we get you the hardware, no new games. Crowdfund it for you and get you playing on Resident Evil 7 in VR.
So we're throwing that out to the community. If anyone wants to donate,
see me shit my pants,
to watch Forda do a poo while playing Resi 7.
Man poos himself live on telly.
Drop us a tweet, let us know what you're feeling, and we'll try and make it happen.
There are certain gentlemen in certain other countries that would pay to see that and get off of it.
There's probably certain gentlemen in this country. There's probably certain gentlemen in MLG.
Yeah, so we could fund it that way if you want, you know.
I don't see nothing wrong with a little you poopy wouldn't. Pants.
He's aghast. Yeah, go on then.
What's
go
yours,
on,
Rich? Oh, what's yours?
Sorry, I've just told you.
Survival horror. Oh, yeah. Shit in his pants.
Shit in his pants.
That's where your song came from.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I got so wrapped survival. Up in it.
Getting through that is survival horror in itself. Now, this is not related to the diatribe, but Cy Stevens asks, what percentage or number of games completed removed from your pile would you constitute as a successful year of shame?
Fuck off, Cy. It's boring.
Easy enough.
And there speaks the voice of reason, Mr. Tony.
That's
Hayes.
A really that I love you, Si. You know I love you. But that's a really boring question. I have not thought about a percentage of this. I'm literally here to clear as much of my pile and have a good gaming time without new things cluttering up my vision as possible.
Tony, have you ever considered taking Fiona Bruce's job on Question Time?
Well, yeah, but I figure that I'm not quite rude enough. So I don't have a percentage. Chaps, do you have a percentage for Cy that you'd like to tell him about for your successful year?
Well, I know I kind of cracked off 6% of my list this month, but I'm under no illusion that's going to continue for the rest of the year. So I'd be happy if I can get above 60% completion on my list.
I'll just get something off here because there are some massive titles on there.
By the way, I am using Cy Stevens' lovely speech.
Yeah, so am I.
So it does give you a rather nice percentage figure. So yeah, I'm going by the 60 to 70% on that. I'll be happy with that.
Daniel Payne, are any of you going to dig out old consoles or PC games? do any of you have PS1 or PS2 lying about that you could dust off?
Well,
if not, what are the oldest games on your pile of shame?
So yeah, I've got PS3, and my PS3 is still connected to a television in my house. And so I fully intend to get hold of some of those. I've got Kingdoms of Amalur on there, Red Dead Redemption 1. I think that's it for stuff to complete on there. But I've also, as I said in episode 0, if I have time, may facilitate a Mass Effect replay from Mass Effect 1 through to 3. Again on PS3.
Be nice to hear how you go on that.
Yeah.
If you do decide to do it, give us updates. Mm. Oh, I've just killed off Talia too early.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, my
We don't kill off Tali Vast Normandy, thank you very much.
Oh, I did. She died,
you
on
prick.
My tree. She jumped off a cliff.
You absolute prick.
Or was she pushed?
Because I saved the Geth.
Such a prick. You went for numbers. You are so.
Sorry, I went for numbers, yeah.
You are so. Doesn't make a difference in the end anyway.
It doesn't.
Spoiler alert.
I could do with a go. Anyway,
Come on, Mass Effect 3
on,
is
you,
like
you go, Rich,
10
you go,
years
Rich.
Old.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd consider getting an old console out for at the moment would be Hogs of War.
Ooh.
But,
is that Mega Drive?
No, it's like PS2, PS1 or PS2. Yeah. PS1, I think, yeah. That's so good. The late, great Rick Mayall doing the voices.
The greatest of
all time. And it's like, if you've never played it, it's like Worms.
With
pigs. In that you've got things, but it's like three-dimensional version with pigs.
So,
and all of them have ridiculously stereotypical voices. So the French ones are done by Rick Mayall in a French accent. That's the sort of entertainment you're getting from playing Hogs of War.
Good.
Born to Grill.
I'm not digging out any old consoles. I've got my PS3 still set up. If I really wanted to go proper pile of shame, I'd be getting my Atari 2600 out.
Woo!
Because I've still got loads of cartridges on there that I just collected and never played. But I decided to condense my list down to this generation and last. So, yeah.
Right, Joe Middleton asks, why do you have a pile of shame in the first place? What is it about buying a game and playing habits that have led you to this?
Well, before I answer that, I'd just like to say how disappointed I am that Joe didn't buy Ace Combat 7. He should have done.
He put his balls on the line, didn't he? And then
he put his balls on the line.
And then he shriveled.
He bottled it. Joe, disappointed man.
Shriveler.
I even tried on the Battlefield community nights to get him to buy it. No, he wasn't listening. Anyway, sorry, what was the question again?
He's basically trying to say, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Why have you got so many games? The answer is gamers.
Why do you buy stuff and not play it?
The answer is gamers.
Exactly. You see a price for a game. I set myself a level. If it's a game I've wanted, then if it drops below £25 or £20, you know, it's an instant buy and it'll go in the library and then I'll play it at some point. That's how my piles are.
We did kind of cover this out in episode 0 when Rich said with his, it'd be rude not to.
Yeah, I have exactly. It'd be rude not to philosophy.
That's ultimately most, thing. I think it's fair to say, most hardcore gamers' philosophy on buying games. Cool, well, they put all that effort in, rude not to.
Yeah, so that's how happening. You get a big collection, you don't get through it all.
So, Joe, buy Ace Combat, man up, and the answer is gamers.
Don't play it. Buy it. Don't play it. And that's...
Buy it. Buy it. And join me on multiplayer.
Buy it!
And, yeah. I apologise in advance if I kick your ass on it.
I think the gauntlet's down.
Sir, you have been slapped in the face by a velvet glove.
Yeah. Sir, join me on the battlefield.
Have it you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neil Jarrett.
Yeah. That feeling you get when you buy a game and open the plastic seal, what are you planning to replace that feeling with? And he finishes that with, no sexual responses, please.
I don't need to replace that because I have four or five games still in the wrapping. So it'll be a case of unwrapping them and sniffing the inside when I get it. And that lovely, not manual, but leaflet there.
It just reminds me of Spinal Tap and Smell the Glove.
There is something so nice about new game smell, though. The plastic, the wafting.
Well, I also have about four or five games still in the plastic. It's never really been a big thing for me. I mean, the bigger thing for me is opening a box, making sure the disc is turned to being the right way up, because I'm a little bit OCD like that.
Do you have to have it horizontally so that when you open it, you can read it properly.
Exactly.
Turning your head sideways to read it.
Exactly. Yeah. So that when I open that box, I go, oh, yeah, that's definitely what that is. Put it in the machine. Also, I'm mostly digital nowadays, so I don't really buy physical games. So I don't have that feeling as much anymore. So it's stopped having its hold over me.
I don't think I'd replace it with anything. I probably, actually...
I was just going to walk into game shops. Have you just bought that? Can I have a sniff?
No.
That goes back to your panty vending machine kind of thing.
Can I have a go on your game, mate? What, you want to take it and play it? No, I just want to smell it.
I'll just unbox a board game that I got from Kickstarter.
So, Rich, that's a good little side question. As you're doing Year of Shame, are you just spending more money on board game Kickstarters?
Did you not see his Resident Evil post the other month?
No.
The week?
No.
He got his Resident Evil the board game Kickstarter. It's probably all the boxes taller than him. It was fucking
massive.
Oh,
so they're only about 2 foot high then?
Yes.
But seriously, are you finding that you're ploughing more of your money that you're saving from games into potential board games?
No.
Okay.
Because
I've already bought them all.
Partly because with Kickstarters, you pay for them, and then you wait for fucking months, even years, before they even show up. And then when they do show up, you go, oh, I remember back in that 18 months ago.
So these are all 2017 purchases that are coming through, aren't they?
Yeah. Pretty much so. I'm a poor person at the moment, so yeah. I'm liking having some money just to look at. It's a lovely thing.
I just pile it up and look at it sometimes. I take it out for a drink. Don't buy any drinks, but just take the money out, have a look at it.
Yes.
Good. Okay, let's all laugh at Derek McRoberts for posting the same question as someone else because you didn't read the thread.
Ha ha.
Ha ha.
Ha ha, Derek.
Biggie.
Oh, dear. He needs to get his prescription changed on those glasses, I think.
I don't think you can get any thicker than those, can you?
No, it's not that bad. Not that bad.
Now.
Go on.
Now. Mark Monahan.
Are you planning to ration your playtime on your or go-to multiplayer or online games so you don't spend most of the year avoiding the backlog?
I've never really been that much of an online player apart from my Destiny Palooza. And playing with the FIFA team. And I've decided I don't want FIFA games anymore, so got rid of FIFA and not getting that again. And my Destiny team have all moved on without me. And so most of my time at the moment is spent playing single-player games. So I've no need to ration my online time. Most of the multiplayer games I play are couch co-op with the missus. And it, as previously mentioned, that doesn't mean sexy Tetris.
Sextris.
Tetrex. So no.
See, I've got this image of the community wondering what shape it is in. And it's coming in.
It's the big square.
It's
the big square.
It's the big square.
It's a one with a king.
Right in your face. Big old square. Spooge on that. It's like a big soggy square biscuit.
Slide it left a bit.
Quick, pull it down. Oh, Tetris.
Rotate it clockwise.
Oh, you've got four in a row.
I'm just trying to think. You've got that Tetris remix going on in the background by Grandmaster whatever.
Grandmaster Tetris.
Yeah.
Bing, 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 bing.
I just hope it doesn't fill up the screen after about 30 seconds. It's like,
it wants so much of filled it up as covered it.
I've always been much more of a Dr. Mario.
Oh, dear. Right, sorry, what was the question? Online rationing.
Online rationing.
And sexy Tetris.
And sex Tetris.
No, I am not doing rationing them online. I do the weekly Battlefield thing. And I will be rationing my Diablo 3 playing, because otherwise it could take... Once a new season comes out, I have a risk of spending too much time playing on it, so I'll get the rewards from it for new season, move on as quickly as I can. So, yeah. I'm rushing a bit, but only on Diablo 3.
I'm not. I'm going to continue to play World of Tanks as damn much as I want.
All the time.
And you can suck his dick.
I've got a big fucking barrel. Take that 20-pounder and like it.
Okay.
We're speechless.
I feel a bit like I've been abused.
Violated.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be honest. With my Guitar Hero microphone in hand. Like a weird shit stand-up comedian.
That's fine. Next.
Cy Stevens mega question. Quiz!
Oh, it's Cy Stevens, right. Right, before we do it, are there any other questions after Cy Stevens' mega question?
No.
Right, we'll plow on. We'll do Cy Stevens then. Go on then.
Okay.
Oh, God, I've got to read them now.
Oh, do you want me to have a go, mate?
No, we'll just, we'll, no, yeah, we'll yeah, just say, yeah,
Toby,
refer
you do
to
it.
The Facebook page. There you go.
So question one. You need gold and plus to play online each month, but you are getting games. They are effectively free because you've had to pay the sub to go online anyway. If you've not already owned these games, should they be added to your pile? What if it's a game you know you will not play? They are still in your library, so should they be added to your pile and then class 5 to remove them from the pile with a note to distinguish them from a completed game? Bloody hell, Cy. What the fuck is wrong with you?
quick response to that. One, if I don't want the game, I won't add it to my library. Two, if I'm interested in the game, I will do a quick 20 minutes. If I don't like it, it's not added to my library. If I want to play the game, and I know I like it after the 20 minutes, or it's one I definitely want, it will be added to my library and my pile, but I will leave it until 2020. It is not going in this year's pile.
Snap. Done.
There we go.
That answer was nearly as long as the question.
Question two. What if these free games result in an enforced double dip? For example, I complete AC Black Flag on the PS4, but I have the same game in my X1 library through my Gold subscription. Should the X1 version be added to the list and then a note advised that it's enforceable double dip, or should the game be ignored in relation to the list? What if you haven't started the game on the other console, but you start the subscription game? Should you mark the purchase game as Class 5 and make a note of why? Jesus fucking Christ.
That sounds like two questions.
If you've double dipped and you complete it once, you've completed it. Done. If you have a stacked subscription to EA Access or Game Pass, what games should be added to the list? All the games available to you, or the ones that you know you may buy? Referring back to question two, what if these subscriptions result in double dips? Those subscriptions are not allowed in Year of Shame!
They're not, so they're nothing. Yeah, fuck it. We're not doing now, we're not doing Game Pass, so
not doing
it doesn't
EA
matter.
Access.
Not doing
or
EA
Origin Access.
Access. Origin Access.
Question four. Is Game Pass more frowned upon than other subscription services?
Has it got four questions? Yeah. I thought there was three. Fucking
As it
hell.
Gives you unrestricted day one access to Microsoft Studios titles. EA Access only gives you a 10-hour demo. Golden Plus never give you day one access. Thoughts from the group. No, not thoughts
not
from the group
either.
Because this is a podcast. We don't do either of those because we don't have EA Access.
Any of them.
We don't have Game Pass. We've already discussed the games with gold and the PlayStation Plus games and the way we will be handling those. Thus ends the lesson.
Have we rattled through all the questions?
Yeah, we have, mate.
All right, fine. We're not banking any for next month.
No,
though.
I told you we wouldn't need to.
Easy, no. Easy. Keep those questions coming in, people. We will try and get. Well, we will get more done next month. It's going to be a long podcast, but hey ho. Don't really care.
Don't. Just don't care. Listen don't to care. It, you fuckers.
Don't care. Don't care. Right, so that is everything for our first podcast, basically. Any other business you two would like to discuss before we go on to some domestics?
Does it have to be related to the podcast?
When you say not related to the podcast, is it regards to streaming? Because I thought there was a question about streaming this month.
Mm-mm.
On the Facebooks. No?
Nope.
No, it's not really.
All right, okay, go on then. What is it?
It's not related to
just
gaming
say it,
or streaming.
Oh, go on.
Say
then.
Your
go
truth.
On.
Yeah, right. You know when you're driving?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Right, and then...
That's on the left-hand side of the road. Yes.
Yeah. So
in a car.
You come to a line of parked cars and there's an indicator on.
Mm.
How do you know it's not a hazard warning? Because you can't see it's the other indicator and it's the same speed.
Either way, it's your right of way, so it doesn't matter. You just go past.
Yeah. They have to
wait for you to go past.
Just because the indicator's on doesn't mean they have right of way. They have to wait till it's safe for them to move. Mirror, signal, manoeuvre.
I just wondered why it's not a different... It'd be helpful if you... Yeah.
Do you want blue
pace.
Hazard lights?
No, I just want it to be a different kind of pace or whatever it is.
No, I understand.
Or beating out SOS.
Yeah, kind of like maybe in an ABBA styling.
Yeah. Okay.
You have right of way, so just plough on.
Don't
past.
Worry, Rich.
If they turn,
you're all right.
If they turn into you,
I always have right. I always have right of way.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I mean, you driving that monster truck.
I'm just
right, but okay, you laugh right at that. But have either of you got Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
In the latest Grand Tour episode,
I don't watch that shit.
No, but I'm about to get onto a moment that Hammond has, which when he buys a monster truck, which is exactly like what Steve was thinking.
Oh, I've got this image of you in that 1980s Bigfoot 4x4
the big blue
kind of
one.
Thing, whatever. Yeah.
Not only do I need a step ladder to get in, but
you need a booster seat as well to actually see over the steering wheel.
Yeah.
I don't mean to jibe about it, but.
I'm not. It doesn't bother me. I'm 6'5", but I carry my own trench.
Boom.
So, apart from the highway code, nothing else to discuss.
No, that's fine.
No, I'm good, mate.
That's fine. Okay. I believe we discussed this off air after our preview episode. You two had ideas for how the community could get involved gaming-wise with us.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Would you like to go first, though, Tony?
Yes, I'd love to, because I don't want these tanks clogging up my life. So, for those of you who have a PS4 and would like to hang out with the Year of Shame crew, we are looking at starting a poker night on Providence Poker.
It's free to play.
It's free to play, free to download. It's a great little poker game, lots of fun. We've had a few community nights on it in the past. We can start up a party chat, have a bit of a convo. Any questions you want to ask us or get out there ready for the next episode, we can take them there, as well as your money. It's not real money, so don't worry, you won't be bankrupted. But please give us a shout on the Facebook group. Let us know if you're interested, and we'll get some nights sorted out soon.
Sweet. What about you, Richard?
I'm just planning on doing some streaming from World of Tanks.
But people can join in with you.
They can do, should they want to. It's probably, I've still got to, because I've got some personal stuff at the minute, but it's probably going to be on a Wednesday evening when I do get it sorted.
So yeah, we'll put details out to them as soon as we can. Just give it
Well, as I say, I mean, if people want to let us know if they want to get in on the poker and what nights they can do, then we can try and fix it around to get as much of the community involved as possible.
The only thing I have to add is if anyone does want to send in any kind of audio messages to us, happy to take them on. We'll try and get them into the podcast. If you could make them 2 minutes at most and just send them into the email address or just give me a give us a thing on message on Twitter, and we'll give you the Dropbox links to send them into if you need to be. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at yearofshame@gmail.com. We also have the Facebook group, which most of you are probably already aware of, and that's the Year of Shame Challenge. No years, no numbers, it's just the Year of Shame Challenge. You can follow us on Twitter at Year of Shame, all one word. You can follow Toby on Twitter at
TobyJames_.
And Richard at
Burton Coggles.
And I'm at SteveOA76. That's it. That's our first episode out of the way, gents. Another 11 months to go.
Hooray!
Looking forward to it. It's a good start, I think. And, yeah, we shall speak to you all in another month's time when one of these two gentlemen will be on hosting duty as I take the passenger seat and just sit back and relax.
Hooray!
Yay! Ooh. So, thanks for listening. Speak to you all next month, folks.
Bye!
Bye! Bye.
Right, so that is everything for our first podcast, basically. Any other business you two would like to discuss before we go on to some domestics?
Tud's on mute, I can't get him off.
He's on mute.
And he can't...
Did he shut up his microphone?
And he can't get...
No, I've shut him off.
He can't get me off.
He's stupidly loud things in my ear.
He can't get me off.
No, he's just being a prick and just miming.
I'm not! You can hear me!
No,
Steve,
no,
I know you can hear me, you prick!
But I can't hear him either. I can't hear him either. He's muted himself, hasn't
he? Is that better?
That's better.
That's better.
I didn't do
yourself.
It. Rich muted me, and somehow I had to turn it off. That's fucking bizarre.
Additionally, those that had previously participated in the challenge... Right, okay, I'm going to have to... What's he doing?
He's happening? Just turned up with a gun!
Who turned up with a gun?
Forder!
Just because I've got it minimised.
Turned up with a gun!
Bloody hell. It's going to take some editing. Right.
He's got a shooter!
Oh, we're not going to swat him. Then there will be his neighbour looking at the searcher going, "What's got a gun? Quick, phone the police."
Say that.
Oh, we're not... Carry on. We'll figure out what Rick's doing in a minute.
He's closing the curtain.
No, he's getting a bigger gun.
The shop.
I think something's happened to Rich. He's done those exams and now he's just like, I'm getting guns!
He's hand up. He's getting an even bigger gun. That's not a gun.
Going to turn up with
this
a fucking minigun.
Jesus Christ.
Oh no, the sword's come out. Not a euphemism, he's got his sword out.
It's a Harry Flashman in the flesh.
A Harry Flashman.
Oh.
I knew I was missing something.
You're not missing
anything.
No,
I needed something ready.
You can actually get each person's thing to pop out, I think.
I've just got...
Hey!
Well...
Sorry.
Have you seen The Shape of Water?
We will do in a minute.
I'm going to Google that. Shape of Water popping out.